NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And the Beast. Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast. I'm Lurio. Yeah, I know. I was waiting for that. And it's like, I couldn't say I'm Lurio because, like, you're late on your cue already, Wax. This is how we're going to start.
Man. No, I hear you, like, you like stuttering a little bit with your thing, Majig.
Usually I'd be like, Bully and the Beast podcast. You'd be like, you're. Yeah. I'm like, I'm Lurio. Oh, wow. So
it's
you.
Your boy, Wax, what up?
So I just kept going, and then when I went to keep going, you started going, which was wrong. You missed your cue. So when you missed your cue, we got to start over. Okay, ready? Yo, yo. Yes, quiet on the set. Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax, what up?
And we got Twerk in the building.
Twerk in the building, what up?
He's in a casino with Bruno Mars, it looks like.
No, he like one of the people that's going to ask the little kids, hey, come over here, you want some candy?
And then he's going to go to jail. No, that reminds me of the Nickelodeon documentary. I watched it, and it was like the dark side of Nickelodeon, and they were like child molesters. And like,
I heard about that.
Oh, my. It was so hard to watch because these were like, I don't know about you, Wax, but I was watching all that. Like, Kenan and Kel and shit. Like,
Yeah, I know. So Kenan and Kel was getting smashed?
But that's the thing. It was weird because they didn't talk about them at all. And I thought that that was strange. Because, like, Kenan and Kel and, like, all that whole era, they were, like, I feel like they were, like, childhood for us. And they're not saying anything. But I just wonder. I don't know. There's always somebody that's abusing their power, though, because we're seeing all of that with, like, the Diddy stuff, allegedly.
Yeah, peace.
Yes. But it's always something it's just interesting to see. But I do think, like, when they exposed, like, how they were sexualizing them damn kids, ugh. Them niggas need that.
You wonder why the little twins. Yeah, you got to beat the shit out of them, but you're wondering why the Kate twins is all fucked up and all that. You know what I'm saying? You wonder right? What the fuck was happening to their ass. Like, come on. How are these two young girls out here strung out like that? They trying to escape something.
Are they on drugs? Literally. No, they're not.
What? Man, pull up a picture of them, too. They are unbelievably on drugs.
They're not on drugs. They have a big, successful clothing line that they're running right now. They're not on drugs. They're skinny. If anything, I would think they're, like, anorexic.
No. I seen crackhead skinny. I ain't seen
nobody. Are you talking about the Olsen twins?
Oh, what I say? They're the
from Full House?
Not T and Tamara.
From
Full House. Them two.
No, they're not on drugs. Where are you getting this from?
Man, please, Angelo, bring up that picture of them. They on drugs, man.
I'm gonna go
get them on drugs, man. They have a big clothing line that's competing with Hermes. Like, they have, like, the most...
That's great. I'm happy for them. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, they're not on drugs. Crazy, they're skinny.
Come on, pull that up. They are... That's drugs, bro. Go to this one right there. Well, I seen them on drugs. I'm happy they're not on drugs. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? They have a clothing line that's like humongous right now. Their bags are selling for like $20,000, $15,000.
You never seen these girls on drugs before?
No.
Look at this. Do Mary Kay and Ashley on drugs and watch what come up.
That's not true.
You just made up anything.
Yeah, but I could have sworn it was on drugs. Maybe it's two other twins. But I know
I'm like, ain't no way in hell Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen. You're thinking of Amanda Bynes, maybe.
Amanda Berry.
So Amanda Bynes is now going to school to be like a nail tech, but they had, that's her now. Now that, yeah. But they're saying like she's mentally off because she was really tied in with the dude Dan Schneider, who was the one that was like a abusing people on set and like sexualizing the children. But he wasn't the one to like rape the young boys. That was another one. Either way, y'all should check that documentary out and check out Freaknik when y'all get a chance. Those are two things that I watched recently. And I just think Freaknik for the culture. Like Luke and JD, 21 Savage produced it. Yeah. So I think something like that. Have you been
I used to watch all the tapes back in the day. I've been watching all the tapes back in the day and all the that type of stuff.
The Freaknik tapes?
Yeah, they've been having Freaknik tapes and stuff like that back in the day.
Like, did you go to anything like that? Like, I know they have Black Bike Week.
Yeah, like, that's about it. I was in Black Bike Week every year in Myrtle Beach because I was out here in Carolina and stuff like that. Did I ever go to Mardi Gras and stuff like that in New Orleans? No, I went to New Orleans a couple of times. I missed it.
I've never made it during.
I was never that guy to just want to go and just, you know what I mean, want to be nasty with everybody. You know,
but that's not what it's about. And that's
clubs to be nasty with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the people that be nasty.
It's not what it's about. And that's what it turned into. And I think that's why it's good to watch because everybody thought that Freaknik just meant like people was fucking in the streets and but it was like not even, it didn't even start like that. It just only had the name Freak in it because the kids that was throwing the parties always did their theme as Freak Night or Freaky Friday or like whatever. Mm-hmm. So niggas.
For like a Halloween.
It was like Luke came a part of it and then that was it. They was like, you know, niggas fucking this weekend. Everybody's
so being nasty.
Exactly. Just like you. You know, when you're like associated, they're like, we know Wax is nasty.
Nah, I'm not that guy no more. Back in the day, maybe probably something like that.
That's not what I heard.
I know. Wax is being a pastor. Yes.
Oh, no, I've never heard anybody say Wax is being a pastor. That's like...
What are you talking about?
Did you hear them say he's a pastor now?
Come on. How long have you been saying... Come on, y'all.
Yeah, he's been saying it for the past couple episodes. Now he's been working on it. that's just like
you 10 years. Just say something. I'm a billionaire. Then if we could just say anything and then
be no, I'm just saying. Hold on, I'm going towards the way to go ahead and be a pastor, though. You know what I'm saying?
So that doesn't mean you're a pastor like I'm, now. But we wish you success in your future endeavor.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God will bless it.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
So let's get into helping some people and give them some of that good advice, the hood advice. And we're going to get into the DMs. We're going to get into the emails. If people are trying to reach out to us, Wax, you know you're fired from this part.
Yeah, I like Twerk. This.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
So we got Twizzy.
You can DM us at Bullion and Beast Podcast on Instagram. And you can send us an email, please, to thebullionandbeastpodcast@gmail.com. Appreciate it.
Hey, make sure I get my $5 still from last show.
What happened? Who owe you?
Twizzy.
What'd you do?
You know what time is. You know you owe me $5. You owe a lot of people $5, too.
Why he owe $5?
Because he said I didn't say thud, I did. So.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I didn't check that yet.
Yeah, I just want the $5. It's okay.
He was like, I'm going to go check. I know that's right. I'm petty like that to be right, too.
Let me get that real quick.
Yeah, wait.
I be wrong sometimes, Googling the check to make sure I'm wrong.
That ain't right. Yeah, y'all all do that.
No, you got it. Because if I'm right, I'm going to be like, see, nigga.
And I got time for Google. Google is not, like, you can't really go off of Google. I put some things in Google and I was dying and I need to go to the hospital right now and all that stuff.
No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Like, if you be like, I got a headache and my finger about to fall off, what's wrong with me, WebMD? You're dead. And it's like, no. Or you're having a heart attack. Every time I put anything in to see what my symptoms are, it says heart attack.
One time that's what I'm saying. Y'all need to stop going to Google for everything. It's not what it is.
Whatever. Well, come to us because we're going to give you the right advice. Okay. Now, somebody reached out in the email and said, my girlfriend, a 24-year-old female, was very horny this morning and sent me, a 25-year-old male, a text that said, I need you to fuck me like a slut tonight. And I have no idea what the fuck that means. I would like to deliver on her request tonight without necessarily asking her. I know that communication is the best way to find out what she means. But in the meantime, I would love some tips before tonight. Thanks. Let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure they fucked already.
They had to.
We wasn't going to answer that.
I need that.
What did he think? We needed to be on CP time. Like, we needed time to find the email. Then we need time to go through the email. Then we got to read it, put the episode together. They better have fucked by now.
I hope so.
You still an album?
Yeah, I can talk to him and tell him that if he understand what she meant.
There might be somebody wrong else with this nigga. Same situation.
Oh, yeah, look at twerk.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's not like, this guy, definitely. But this guy right here, he's like, if you don't understand what she's saying, come fuck me right now. Like, you got a problem, bro. Like, what more does she have to say?
No, she said, fuck me like a slut. He wants to know what does fucking somebody like a slut mean?
Fucking like a slut is fucking real fast and real hard to hair up a nut, because that's all you're there for at the end of the day. You're not there to try to make love to the bitch. You know what I'm saying? You just want to fuck her real fast so you have to go home and wash your dick off. You know what I'm saying?
No, this sounds like they live together, because she says, when I get home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But she wants you to fuck her like a slut. She wants you to fuck her like you're not married to her, like you don't love her. Like, she ain't fucking like, let's make love together. You want to make love with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I come fucking because you want to make love to me. You're not going to say, hey, come fuck me like a slut. No, fuck me like a slut mean, come over here, jump through the window, fuck the shit out of me, and get the fuck out of here.
What you think, Twerk?
Yeah, I think don't be boring. Did you do something? Choke her.
That's the first thing that came to mind with me.
Get out of the bed.
That's regular, though.
Not for everyone.
No.
Take it outside the bedroom.
Yeah, I think, like, be as nasty as you can possibly be. Like, don't kiss her.
No, you can't kiss her. They'll kiss her.
Spit in her mouth or some shit.
Yeah, like, pee on her.
No.
Pee on that motherfucker.
That's like,
you say like a slut, man. No, that's not torture. They like that type of shit. She like that shit. She's like, fuck me like a slut, like pee on me and just do dirty, nasty shit to me.
Yeah,
you
know,
like,
I think just be really super nasty, like eat, like don't eat her pussy, because then that's not fucking
you can't
like
do
a slut.
Yeah,
no, wife, you can't. Yeah. You gotta literally, I will say it's like you would be fucking her harder than usual.
Yes.
I would, it wouldn't be much fun. Like, she would walk in the door, I would choke her ass up against the motherfucking wall as soon as she gets in. Bend not too over. Hard. You don't want to kill her.
Yeah. Make sure you put the motherfucking condom on her too. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't know. This is his girl. I feel like.
She said, fuck me like a slut. You got to put the condom on. And you give me head with the condom on and everything.
Nah, fuck her like
a
slut.
Don't say that shit then.
No condom.
Don't say that then.
No condom.
If you say fuck me like a slut, you got to put a condom on.
She didn't say
on.
Like a whore. It's like a difference.
Whore and a slut is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like slang. It's like white people say whore and black people say slut. It's the same thing.
Like, I feel like slut you use in the bedroom and whore is what somebody would call you to be malicious. Like, because I don't think people use the term slut anymore unless it is like fucking you like a slut.
I feel like a slut is just a promiscuous girl, and a whore is somebody that gets paid to be fucking. Like a whore is like you fuck like a whore. Like a whorehouse.
Like, no, I guess a whore, you're fuck anything. A slut is just like
a slut. Of
is a nasty bitch. Yeah. Like you just like, and not like nasty like that, but like nasty. Like I think like spitting, choking.
That's
fucking,
regular,
but that's not regular if you're making love and you're together. That's what the problem is. You don't know what you're doing over there. because like spitting and all that shit. Like if a nigga tried to spit in my mouth and we're making love, that doesn't happen. I'm like, what kind of fucking romance is this? Like, bro, like making love is like rose petals and all that shit. You get what I'm
real
saying?
Real slow.
Yeah, like fucking like a slut. You, as soon as she get in the house, bend her over and fuck her over the
early.
Dick. Like,
yeah, keep her clothes on.
You get what I'm saying?
Put like, a hole in her pants or something. Yeah,
like rip the pants off. And like, that's how I would take it. And she might just be talking shit. Because you go to do that shit and she like, whoa, why are you treating me like this?
Yeah, word up. She forgot. She took a fucking Ambien earlier and she's talking shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what you sound like. You sound like a fucking Ambien girl. Yeah.
A sleeping pill?
I guess so.
That's you think? What,
you mean a Xanax girl?
One of them fucking pills. You know what I'm saying? These girls would be taking, they start talking a bunch of shit. And then as soon as they wear off, the whole shit is different.
Oh, that's giving Molly.
Molly.
Is she on something? Hey, come
yo, you ever have
call
somebody
her man saying that while she's on some type of pill or she on something?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ever had somebody come around you that was intoxicated, like off a pill, and you didn't know until they started losing their fucking mind?
Yeah, almost falling over and all that type of shit. And I was like, makes sense.
So what do you do? Like, do you remove yourself from this situation?
Cause yeah, get the fuck out of there.
I was recently in a situation like that, and the nigga was losing his mind. And I was like, nigga, what did you take?
these new coke guys, too, they do the exact same thing. They get so fucking paranoid, and they ready to run, and they ready to do some shit. Like, I'm like, he's a newcomer.
Nah, I knew it was like a pill or something, because I remember when I was younger and I took Molly, or it was ecstasy for the first time, matter of fact. And I think I told y'all this story. I was like mopping the store up and helping people and shit.
You was on coke.
Like, no, I was on Molly.
Yeah, Molly is a coke. Is that Molly? That's what happened. You was on cocaine and everything. You got a different name to it.
No, it was ecstasy. But I start singing and dancing and being everybody's friend. And that's what he was doing. And I was like, nigga, you're not drunk. You're in a little more than that. But he kept trying to say he was just drinking. But I was like, you got to get the fuck away from me. Like, the shit, because what happens with that shit is it escalates numerous times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just like, that's why pills, those shits are never for me. I don't understand how people do those.
I don't do shit. I can't even drink. I can't do none of that shit, man. God bless everybody. No, I don't do none of that shit, man.
You were drinking wine for like a period of time.
Man, like, no, not that long. Not even this. I mean, I still pass out as soon as I do it. It's not nothing fun for me. After I see people drinking stuff, I'm like, what do you get out of this?
But how do you have fun?
I smoke and chill. My life is fun, man. Everything I do is fun. My life is a big book. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you why I say this, because when I go out, like, of course, if I'm out just regular, but if I'm in the club and I'm not drinking and everybody else is drunk, oh my God, I want to kill everybody.
I can't do it.
I want to kill everybody.
I'm actually scared in crowds and stuff like that. That's why I'm always on point like this. Like, I'm like a pit bull that's always up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm scared of big crowds because I don't know who is who. I don't know why you here too. You could be here because you want to fuck me up, or you be here because you want a bitch, or you might want my bitch, or you might. I'm just scared of everybody. Crowds just don't do it for me.
For some reason, people just get, like, I tried to go to the club a few times in the past couple weeks and just been like, I'm not going to drink because, like, I'm going to just chill today. And by the end of the club, I was like, I need a whole bottle of drinks. Like, everybody was so aggravating. Like, dang.
Because you used to be a drunk. You know what I'm saying?
No, at least you can tolerate drunk people when you're tipsy is what I feel. Right. But being sober as fuck, like, not a drop, I'm sitting there looking at these people like, I fucking hate you. You're annoying. What the fuck is he talking about? Like, it was like, one nigga was all over the place. I'm like, damn, yo, when you're drunk, you can deal with this shit. But when you're sober, everybody is annoying as fuck. So, if I'm going to go out, I got to drink. That's just my rule. Or else I got to go home. But I do think drinking is part of fucking somebody like a slut. That's why I say that. Because, like, when I'm fucked up, that's when it's kind of like no holds bars. It's like, all right, let's, like, we're having a good time.
Now understand slut. There you go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think you got to drink to fuck somebody like a slut. Angelo, Perk.
Yeah.
Did you have better sessions sober or drunk?
Yeah, I would say it definitely helps. Don't drink too much because then your shit won't get hard and you fuck up the whole situation. And so
I thought drinking certain things helped you get hard. They say the Hennessy dick or whatever. The Hennessy.
I thought that was opposite.
That's motherfuckers. I think that's motherfuckers who actually drink Henny all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do anything without smoking. I don't want to do nothing without. I don't even want to take a shit without smoking. You know what I'm saying? So, I damn sure don't want to have sex without smoking. So, if I'm sitting there, people who drink Henny all the time, it's just the extra up.
It's like a
other Popeye than that. Yeah, but other than that, you go ahead and drink some Henny and you don't really drink Henny like that. You getting the fuck out of here. You already done fought somebody. You ain't getting no pussy that night. You go to the cell. You go to jail, baby.
I felt like I've had some wild nights being a little tipsy with my partner, and it just turns into a different situation. It's fun too. Unless you drink too much, then it's not fun.
Yeah, girls throwing
you're
up
right.
about that shit. I'm you don't want to drink too much. You don't
it's
drink
like
too.
A fine line of like, I'm fucked up and this shit about to be mad fun, and I'm too fucked up and I'm about to throw up on you.
Yeah, not good.
See, I feel like Wax has had to deal with a lot of people throwing up and around him.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No way. I mean, I dealt with a lot of people. I had to help because they was throwing up.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit like that. None of the girls that I dealt with. No way.
Oh, but like your homeboys or some shit.
Yeah. A lot of people I had to help with for years, man. Even now, my shit that I do now, I see a lot of drunk motherfuckers that I got to help and do this and all this wild ass shit.
Like
I hate it.
The designated driver is you, nigga. You
I have always been a designated driver because exactly. I never drink. Yeah. I always helped a lot of people. I've seen people pee in themselves, throw up on themselves.
What? And do they remember?
People. They don't remember shit the whole next day. You got to apologize to everybody. You fucked up everything. And it's always through drinking. I don't even know why drinking is like not illegal and smoking is. You see what I'm saying? I just don't make sense. It really don't make sense. It's like, y'all need to fucking ban this shit. This is shit that's getting everybody all fucked up and wilding and doing a bunch of stupid shit. No way.
I also don't trust people that don't drink like you because I feel like they're like recorders for bullshit.
Nah. I would never. I ain't even that type of guy. I would never record anybody.
I don't mean physically. I mean in your mind.
Oh, yeah. Drunk words and sober thoughts all the time. I am the guy that understood that the person really told me the truth when they was drunk and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
You can't say that because you haven't been drunk, so you don't know what it's like.
I understand that, but I understand drunk words and sober thoughts. I know you're going to tell me the truth when you're drunk, though. Yeah, I know you're going to tell me what you really do feel. Like, this girl, I hate you so much. As soon as she gets drunk, she all over you and all the type of shit.
I don't know. We've talked about this before. And I know the other day my homegirl had told me I said some shit. And I was like, that's true, but.
You ain't supposed to know. Yeah.
Nah, because it was about myself. Like I was like stunting on somebody because they said something to me. And I was like, nigga. Da, da, da. And I was like, I said that? And it's just kind of like...
Yeah, you see what Floyd happened with Floyd, his trainer.
What?
His trainer wanted to fight him because Floyd was stunting on his ass and it's fucked up. I guess Floyd was drinking. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie. That is what
you see what I'm saying?
The person deserved it. I just was holding it in.
He do probably deserved it too. He was probably checking him, but he's drunk. He said it on camera and that shit went out. It's like, all right.
Drunk but it came out wrong. Like, had I had said it soberly, it came out wrong. Like, that's the only thing. So I would say, like, you're still impaired, you know? So I wouldn't 100% listen to everything a drunk person says because, like, you're still a little confused. But I would have said that there may be some truth. And what they
I talk to a drunk person before I can talk to a sober person. You know what I'm saying? A drunk person's going to keep it real. Don't give a fuck. I want you to know this shit. I want you to know about this, too. You know what I'm saying? And fuck what you think and everything. But when they sober and shit, they always on some, oh, I got to hold this in. And they got feelings when you're drunk and when you're not drunk. When you're drunk, you ain't got no fucking feelings. You don't give a fuck. All your feelings is you want to keep that feeling that you got right now. You don't want to think. Just go. So I like
I think it depends on what I'm drinking, too. I feel like sangria is a truth serum for me. Like sangria in 1942.
Well, thank God.
Those are the only two, though. If I drink anything else, like, I might say some shit, but like, that's not truth serum. As, like, I probably was just drunk. But those two right here, nah, like, I call somebody when I was drunk off of sangria because that shit is mixed with too much shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how did I even find this person's number in my phone to call them? So you just got to be careful when you doing too much. But I will say alcohol will help you fuck her like a slut. So I hope by now y'all did something nasty.
Yeah. But I hope she didn't put too much pressure on you because you know what? When girls do say all that, I want you to do this to me and all this type of thing. And you in your mind, you like, damn, I got to do that to me. That might put a lot of pressure on you, not early. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on some, like, I'm just coming over to chill and not try to fuck. And then you are going to have a good session. But all that so anxious and trying to get it. Bro, you human, bro. You want another early. Try to go into this situation, like, trying to figure out something that you don't like of it. You know what I'm saying? And try to concentrate on that as much as possible. Because if not, you want nut early, then she ain't gonna fuck me like a slut gonna turn into 10 pumps. You know what I'm saying?
You a hoe. That 10 pump shit. Fuck me like a slut gonna turn into nigga, you a hoe. And I want my fucking time back. Cause I, when I think something is about to go down and that shit is trash. I know that's happened to you. You thought a girl was gonna be fire. You get that motherfucker in there, you like, this bitch was trash as fuck. Like,
yeah, I can't even remember shit.
That's never happened to you?
I can't even remember the only times I had sex with anybody, for real. Like, it's just like erased my mind.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, every
okay.
time is like the fucking the
every
thing
time
from
you
Men
get a
Black.
Girlfriend, you start acting funny.
What you mean I'm acting funny? I'm being real. I'm dead serious. I cannot remember the times that I had sex with these other girls. I can't even remember that shit. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're so aggravating. You always do that. It's like you get a girlfriend and nigga, you fuck with mad bitches. Now all of a sudden you don't remember fucking no bitches.
No, I didn't say I don't remember fucking bitches. I'm just saying I don't remember how it was. I cannot remember, like, damn, I don't remember shit. I'm dead serious.
So you couldn't rank your top three women that you had sex with throughout your life?
No, I can't even remember. Twerk, can you remember? And really be real.
He's only had one partner.
Yeah, right. All right, but can you remember any?
I've only had one partner.
All right, so me too then. Shit.
And he's number one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got a man. That's what sounds like you got a man right now.
I don't have no man. I actually, you know how some people be like, I'm not even thinking about mans. No mans right now. No? The only mans I'm worried about is dead. His name is Benjamin. And the nigga is on every $100 bill. That's the only nigga I'm worried about fucking right now. But, in love with George. The money. Okay. So let's get to the next person. Get him that good advice. That hood advice. Once again, Twerk, where can they go if they want some advice from the OGs?
Yes, sir. Please send all your advice inquiries to our DMs at Bullying the Beast Podcast on Instagram. And then you can send us a nice email. Don't forget to be very detailed, or else these guys will fill in the holes. Send us an email at thebullyingthebeastpodcast@gmail.com.
Wax doesn't remember filling in any holes.
Yeah.
Fucking lying ass nigga. Yo,
you say you had one partner. What are you talking?
So I'm a lying ass nigga too, but we got to admit that shit. I definitely didn't have just one partner, but I should have.
Yes.
I should have stopped that one.
Thank you.
So that means I regret all you niggas. Any of you niggas I ever even looked at.
So you tell me that you remember all these guys? You remember these people? That's crazy.
That the sex with the people?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't sit around and think about it, but like...
I guess girls can do that. I don't think guys can remember this shit. I can't be like, yo, I remember it. And this time, or I can't, I wish I could.
I will say it's hard to rank. And the only reason why it would be hard to rank is because there's been people that I've went back to dealing with and it wasn't the same. Sometimes I'll be feeling like, really, it got to do with your connection. Over.
Yeah, how you feel about the first person.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, like, it's a good... You also have skill in that too. But it's crazy because I have a friend that like me and her never really link up, but we linked up and we had mutual friends. So we were friends through friends, but mm-hmm. now we have our own relationship. And well, somebody was running their damn mouth and told her my, like some old tea, some old business or whatever, but why it was relevant to her is because she dealt with the dude before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time this ever happened to me where a girl asked me like, well, where do you rank him?
Yeah.
Like the guy that we had in common. Mm-hmm. I felt like a real nigga having that conversation. FYI. Yeah. So I was sitting there and I thought about it and I'm like, that's crazy. I never thought about that with the dude or whatever. And she basically was saying he was top three to her. So when she said that, I'm like, oh, I can see why you say that. But I wouldn't put him top three. So I just felt like that was just like an awkward conversation. But it made me think of ranking. And I just wondered if guys really do it.
I mean, these guys, I guess they could be like, unless you didn't jump off a fucking airplane with a girl and having sex with her, like, you got to be something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's for
like,
you to remember?
Yeah, for me to remember. It got to be like some wild, like, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? I can't remember. Yeah.
So it's like the scenario more than...
For a guy, yes. I think it's more of something to where it's like you have to... It got to be a place or something that was just like outrageous or something like that. Just having sex, it was like back in the day, it was just more of a, you know, conquering type of thing. You know what I'm saying? You
for
did
you.
It. Like, yeah. I mean, for a lot of guys, it's, I think mostly men at the end of the day, I don't think it was just more of a... I think it was like practicing until you get to your wife so you can know what the fuck you're doing with your wife so she don't leave you.
It's crazy because I said that to somebody, to a man. I was like, yeah, my homeboy told me that, like, y'all just be trying to conquer. And he was like, why would he say that? I don't feel like that about women. I was like, oh, my God. He made me feel crazy.
No, but I'm just saying.
He made me feel crazy as hell. I was like, fucking wax.
You went to somebody with my logic is amazing. I appreciate it.
I wanted to know. I was like, do you guys feel like when y'all... You know, you're going after a woman like your main goal is to conquer her.
No, and I'm just saying.
Like, what?
Our legs, you try to conquer, you try to smash. You see what I'm saying? So he don't go to a woman wanting to have sex. You don't go to a woman wanting to marry her. How the fuck you want to marry her already? It doesn't even make sense. You might tell her some bullshit to try to fuck, but let her not give you no pussy. Watch what you going to do. You ain't paying that bill. You ain't doing none of that type of shit. Let's see how long you hang around till you just like, fuck it, I can't do this shit no more. You get me?
I think we talked about this, but like, what's the longest you've ever waited?
The longest I waited is the fastest I left.
What does that even mean?
You make me wait, I'm motherfucker, I'm getting the fuck out of there soon as.
See, I feel like niggas do
that.
We're
not on the same page. Because we're not on the same page. I want to have sex now, so why am I waiting? Because you want to wait.
But you'll call her a whore if she has sex with somebody so quickly.
A lot of guys think all girls are whores at one point. You know what I'm saying? You somebody whore. If you ain't my whore, you was somebody whore. Or when you get married, you was my whore before. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it. Unless you go ahead and know you got a brand new car and you actually got it locked down and you was the only driver and shit like that, that's peace and cool. At the end of the day, but then you might get bored and tired of her because she ain't been through too much. You're like, damn, what the fuck do we really want? Do we really want a fucking virgin? Do we really want somebody who can't give us head? Do we really
Nobody wants a virgin.
Come on, she can't ride and all that type of shit. You're going to get frustrated. So what are we really asking for at the end of the day? So now that we have to deal with girls who have been around at the end of the day, you want the ones with less mileage or, you know, some of you can still mold and stuff. A lot of guys, just they govern it all.
So you would take somebody serious that fucked you on the first day?
Hell yeah, because we on the same page. You know what I'm saying? Or we just, you know, we went on like a trip or somewhere and I seen her and we actually spent time together for days and stuff. We got to know each other. It was really cool. Then maybe the last night, it probably went down to some shit like that. All right, that's cool. That's cool too. But if you have sex on the first night, I don't think that's wrong. I think y'all both on the same page. Y'all both want to do the exact same thing at the same time. That seemed like chemistry to me.
But that's one of y'all wanna because hang. Some guys will look at that like she's fast and I can't take her serious.
Yeah, they all fast. They fast with somebody. If they ain't fast with you because they looking at to see a flaw or they trying to get more from you than what they just trying to fuck. That's all they trying to do. That bitch want to motherfucking fuck you. She knows exactly what she want to do. She want to fuck. If she don't want to fuck you, that means she's not sexually attracted to you. Then that means it's not going to last. Can you make her sexually attracted to you with that green? Yeah. Yeah,
I said no. There's nothing. If I'm not sexually attracted to you, nigga, there's nothing you could fucking do to turn that shit around.
Nothing. But that's what I'm saying. So you agree with me. That's good.
Yeah, I will agree with that. Yeah. I've literally told the nigga, like, I don't even go to people's homes. Like, what do you, like, so if I say something like that to you.
Yeah, I'm not sexually attracted to you. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's what it is.
Okay, let's help the people out.
She know what she want to do that.
That's true.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun. Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mm-hmm. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years and she's absolutely amazing. And she does have a kid as well with the baby daddy in the picture. The backstory being when she was pregnant, he wanted her to get an abortion and he cheated and left her for a woman he met at work and made minimal efforts to see his kid, which already made me not interested in getting to know this person at all, considering the excuses made not to see his kid, which may have partially been the new girlfriend having issues as well. Now, to the present, the girl he cheated on with has broken up with him, and my girlfriend, being the kind soul she is, was somewhat trying to comfort him, which slightly irritated me as I thought he set himself up for this and that she shouldn't be a doormat, which she claimed she wasn't. Yet, she's starting to want me to invite him everywhere we go.
What?
So he's not miserable and lonely. And I said, I'm not comfortable with hanging out with him just because I don't feel sorry at all. But if they did something together with their daughter, it would be nice because he should put in more effort in spending some time with her. But I'm finding myself getting semi-pushed into having him hang out just so that there's no friction for everyone. But I didn't think it was too much when I said I didn't want him having dinner with us and going out somewhere we planned specifically to be together. It just pisses me off, and I know she wants to be friends and keep a good relationship, but I thought some of this was just not something I should be comfortable with, especially just because he's heartbroken over someone he screwed her over with. Then, sometimes during video calls or chats, when she calls to have him speak to their daughter, they made a little joke that irked me, even though normally I'm so chill. But it was a masturbation joke because he had no shirt on and they made innuendos. How you say that? Innuendos?
Innuendos.
What is that?
That should have been your word. That while I was sitting there and it made me right pissed off through their sense of humor, as she called it. Oh, their sense of humor, as she called it. But I found it weird and rude, especially since it happened multiple times, and considering their history together, I don't find it humorous. I just felt like I'm being an idiot and making a big deal. But I really love her, and I could use some advice because the situation bothers me. I had previous comments saying I wasn't wrong to feel uncomfortable or like the bad guy, but when I bring up something that bothers me, it's always me being overly sensitive.
Yeah, okay.
Co-parenting gone wrong.
I mean, it sounds like it's going right, actually. On their side, yes. Yeah. On that side, it sounds like co-parenting going really well on that side. And no, I wouldn't be down with none of that type of shit. Anybody who put their dick in you, fuck them. I don't care if that's your baby daddy or not. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got shit to do with me. You want to consult this motherfucker because he's going through something? Go suck his dick then. That's what he really wants you to do at the end of the day. He don't want you to really call and see how he's doing. He wants you to come over and suck his dick. So now you can't talk to that motherfucker. Fuck him. Do you really think that That doesn't even make sense.
I will say that's a little outrageous. Like, he broke up with the girl and you have to make him feel better. Like, nigga, just make sure you got your daughter at 7.
That's like, it.
But because he was a deadbeat, but that goes to show he's only even around to do what he's supposed to because the girl's not around. And yes. I get that maybe it was because the girl had an issue, but that goes to show you what type of nigga he is, what type of father he is. He definitely ain't a man. You just going to remove yourself because the girl don't want you around her. But look at how he's involving himself all in your relationship.
Yeah, nah, you're bugging. Nah.
That's crazy as hell.
Boundaries.
So on his side, yeah, that's what it is. He needs to lay his foot down and be like, listen, I love that the two of y'all are getting along so well for the sake of your daughter.
No, he don't. Well, yes.
No, I do. I do love because now he
For the sake of the kid, of course.
For the sake of the daughter. He doesn't have any issues. Everything's copacetic there. But why the fuck is this nigga coming with us on date night?
Date night, he's coming with us, having dinner with us. And what he say, they got a joke? They got a fucking joke.
Masturbation joke and shit, nigga.
All right. Matter of fact, when I see you, they're going to punch you in your motherfucking face, nigga. You playing me out now.
Yeah, fuck off is the only fucking you going to be doing, nigga. Ain't going to be no laughing about playing with dicks and pussy. Like, what the fuck is so funny?
Come on.
Why I'm not in on the joke.
Yeah, if I'm not in on the joke, hey, it shouldn't be nothing funny and y'all smiling on the motherfucking phone with each other. What the fuck y'all smiling for? I'm about to change that motherfucking smile to a frown because I'm not going to be the only person over here frowning. And y'all two, he puts fucking dick in you. And y'all smiling and I'm over here frowning? Fuck you.
I mean, I'm just not mature enough for this situation.
I'm not mature enough for it either then. Fuck
because,
that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that could deal because realistically, it's so weird because like, this situation has been presented to me before. And it's like, I found out that this guy that I was talking to was like really, really cool with his baby mom in the sense where, because he had a baby mom, he had two of them, but it's the oldest baby mom. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, they were going out and going to dinners. And I was just like, right. I don't know if I'm okay with this. And don't get me wrong.
We're still friends. Right,
I don't
cool.
think when I think about the dynamic, I can understand them not being together at the same time. But mm-hmm. what I felt was just like, that's cool. They cannot be together. He cannot be fucking her. But I'm just not comfortable with this. Like,
I ain't comfortable.
And
with
the
it.
Reason why is because the way that I witnessed co-parenting was totally different than what these motherfuckers yes. are doing.
And they made it still work. And they still made it work. You know,
I don't never remember going nowhere with my mother and my father together. I can't think of one time. I'm really trying to think hard. Like, yeah. ever since I was like 6 months, my mother and father were broken up. So it's like, we might have went to go, she swapped me out because we lived in different states. They swapped mm-hmm. me out and maybe ate together while she was, because we lived far. So yeah. he might have so sat down and ate. But it wasn't like never yeah. like, I never saw nothing between them. So the joking and the kiki and the shit. But I will say this. My mother's, my sister's father, they were really good friends. He passed away, but they were really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never nothing. Like, they actually started. This is the weird thing, though, with co-parenting. Motherfuckers, especially if they were together for a long time or like they were young, they mm-hmm. start acting like brothers and sisters.
I get that. I get that.
So I will say, it doesn't mean that everybody that co-parents is fucking each other.
Like, no, it's not even that they fucking each other. Somebody that put their dick in you got to beat it.
Nah, that's not
you know what I'm saying? Nah. I hear you, but it's like he's not all that kikiing and them sex jokes and all that other type of wild ass shit. Like, nah.
It's the sex jokes for me. Like you said, boundaries. They cross the line. Like, you're already being cool and then they're going above. So that's where I would talk to her. Like, listen, it was cool when a nigga came with us to McDonald's. I get that he wanted to go to the park with us too, but yeah. like I draw the line at the fucking sexual jokes nah. and like the extracurricular phone conversation.
Yeah, the phone, extra phone conversations, him meeting up with us to just go out and with us and chill. And he just, come on, bro. You think I want to sit there? Because I nigga thinking like, damn, this motherfucker fucked them, but they smiling. I really don't even know what they smiling, what that extra look was and stuff, because I've been in situations like that. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, somebody be like, oh, insecure. No, I'm literally out of cure because I was the other guy always. You see what I'm saying? So I've always seen it from the other side.
They're involving you for a reason. They could have easily snuck around and did some shit on the side if that's what they were going to do. If they're going to co-parent and coexist and blend their families, they have to move like this. But he needs to know that there's boundaries. You're not part of our, this is not a throuple, nigga.
That's what like, it sounds like. That's what it's
going to
be.
You set your shit up to do with the daughter on your own. It don't have to be a group activity every
Thank
time.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That's kind of wild. Like, if you had to meet up with us because,
basketball game.
If she got a recital. You see what I'm saying? She getting an award. She's graduating. Stuff like that is peace, love, and all. You know what I'm saying?
Basketball games be a lot a week. So it's like afterwards they're going to go eat. It's probably it's too much.
Yeah, but even that is like, all right, you take her this time, we take her next time. Whatever, they coming home with us or they going with you this time. You see what I'm saying? So you could communicate and shit like that. That's peace and love. And I hope that's what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But all that extra stuff, the extra, you know what I mean?
Yeah, be very transparent about what makes you uncomfortable in a situation or else it's going to break y'all up. Because if you're holding things inside, yeah, obviously it's going to build up and then you're going to explode like a fucking volcano.
So you know what's crazy? When they said that on the phone and he let it go, right? What if they come to see each other, he'd be at dinner with us, they say that same joke at dinner.
No, I think I would have just sit in the bed right there or at least
that's
when
what
she
he,
got off
the
phone.
That's what he fucked up. That's what he fucked up at. Because he let it go right there. And then when they get to dinner and he say that same joke and she do that little smirk and laugh, he probably gonna flip that fucking table over. Bro, do not do that shit. When you see it and you don't like it right now, you let the motherfucker know. Yo, I don't like that
immediately,
shit.
Immediately. I'm with you on that. Because I'm the type of person that will be like, well, I ain't gonna say nothing this time. And then it builds up. And then now I got this animosity. Yep. Like, I've learned to get out of that and to nip something in the bud. And there is a time and place for everything.
I call
so
it
I don't think while the daughter's sitting there. But why are they having masturbation jokes in front of the daughter?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That's kind of wild and disrespectful.
I would have been like, excuse me?
Oh, you would have said something that time. You would have held it in.
No, right then and there. Because if you're talking around my daughter, your daughter, whoever daughter about masturbation,
that
already is inappropriate. Then you're getting to the point where like, why y'all? And like, why do you have us? Like, what, bitch, do you want to go back to him? Because he left you. And clearly you're happy to be. See, that's the thing, too, because she's happy to be in a position of seeing him fucked up and him needing her.
Oh, man, she's in love right now.
I don't even think
about him at night and everything, though.
Some people are vindictive.
I hear you, but for her to need him. She's still like, she is a feeling that she has. You know what I'm saying? She thinks about him. She thinks about, okay, how can I try to build this man back? All women want to build their man. But you now you're building this other man back.
Well, I want to make sure a strong man is raising my daughter with me.
For sure.
That's for sure. So 100%. If I got to participate and take a part into doing that, into helping him grow, should I help niggas grow that I didn't have kids with?
No, listen, and I respect that also, but it's still the boundaries of certain ways you're supposed to do it. You got to do it with long spoons. There's family members that I do love and stuff. I still serve them through a long spoon. I don't care if they're locked up and I don't even fuck with them.
Yeah, me masturbation.
But even going out with them so much, like I said, unless it got something to do recitals or got something to do directly with the daughter, I don't think he need to be in our relationship. I want to talk to you this way. I want to be like this. I'm probably going to say something different because this nigga around. I just, you know what I mean? It's just... a little awkward, I could say. You know what I'm saying?
Lightly, because, and like I said, this is for somebody that's a little bit more mature than me. Because
me too.
That's something that I wouldn't be okay with. But this is also because I have trauma from dealing with a nigga that had baby moms and he lied and did that. Because that's what they do. Not all of them, but a good chunk, motherfucker. So yeah, I would make it clear I'm not comfortable. And if she doesn't respect your boundaries, then you move on to phase two, which is, all right, I'm going to have to remove myself because I'm not going to be hurt.
Y'all can be having fun. Look how happy y'all are together anyway. Why y'all leave? Because he wanted some other pussy? Because if you still fuck with him, you still like him and shit like that, what the fuck? Why you leave him then? Because he fucked with another
bitch. He left her for another woman.
But that's what I'm saying. He left her, but she still want to be around. So, all right, he's not with her no more.
I feel like she thinks she's getting a kick out of this shit. That's the craziest part. Like, she probably sitting there laughing at this nigga shit is fucked up. So now he got to sit there and look at her and the real man that stuck around when she had the baby.
But she hurt in her real relationship that she want to stick with just to...
Yeah, but that's why he has to talk to her.
All right.
Right? Because she's in her real relationship, but she's just thinking about the get back. And she's thinking that they're in it to win it and shit. So she's not even focused on her nigga because she's just like, yeah, look at this.
Ouch, but that's what I'm saying. You messing up your relationship because you trying to you trying to run a line on this other guy. You know what I'm saying?
He might think they strong and they don't have much issue.
Well, he's telling us right now, Bully and the Beast, you need to listen to this, man. This guy is not happy. He don't like the throuple situation going on right now. And I think you need to fix it.
And we telling him on the Bully and the Beast that he need to speak up for himself and stop being a pushover. That doesn't mean like you have to be nasty. Sit somebody down and talk to them in a civilized manner.
Yeah. You might blow up at one time, but you like at the end of the day, like, you know what? Sit down and talk to her. Like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Are you willing to change that? If not, then this is where this direction you pushing me to.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Some people are grimy and some situations are misunderstood. It's not always that the people are grimy and trying to fuck you over. Sometimes it's literally a lack in communication.
Yes.
And when somebody tells you something, receive the information, because that's the part that we don't add. It's like you hear them, but you don't move. Like, it's like if somebody is telling you they have an issue, move. Move on
Move on it. I don't want to hear, I'm so used to it. I mean, you don't really give a fuck at the end of the day.
I've been like this my whole life. I used to say stuff like that. And it took for me to like, really, I'm telling you, like, I think that's why I'm okay. And I'm so comfortable right now with just dating. People are like, just going out on dates and not really having a boyfriend. It's because you really do be like, you learn so much things about yourself when you focus completely on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, people used to say that to me all the time, and I have focused on myself. You could tell in the career level up, right? But like, mm-hmm. sometimes it's just like, oh shit, this is what motherfuckers meant. Like, and it just takes you having to figure out yourself and what you're going to put up with and your fucking boundaries. And it's just things that I learned that I'm like, yo, okay, yeah, maybe I did do this since I was young, but that's fucking it's disrespectful. It's fucked up. It makes people feel a certain kind of way. Does not matter if you did it your whole life. You need to check yourself today.
You got
to
check yourself right now.
You got to check yourself right today. And ain't they got to adjust to it. It's like, bitch,
And if you don't check yourself right then, you don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's time to where they say you cannot smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? I guess I didn't care about my life. I ain't going to lie to you.
When you did it because you were smoking.
I was still smoking. So I guess I didn't care about my life at that time as much as I do now. But that's kind of fucked up. I should have stopped smoking. But I didn't. So I can't even use that example for myself. Yeah, but for other people.
Mark, help me out.
I can't do it.
Okay. Let's get into word on the street.
Who we got?
Twerk is out here dodging paternity suits.
Jeez.
Right? Don't you got got a girl pregnant. She won $21,000 a month from you.
Damn.
That sent you? I don't remember that.
Oh, sorry. That's Marlon Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Another comedian.
All comedian.
I read the
Another comedian. It's hilarious. Another comedian. Not
I got them confused. You know they look alike. So Marlon Wayans, right? Reportedly,
that's my guy.
He's hit with a paternity suit. We love Marlon Wayans. And anything you know about him, he's very like. Of course, he has money. He's a Wayans and Marlon Wayans at that. But he's pretty frugal when it comes to spending money. I know he said that he still lives in the first house that he bought. He just renovated it. He has like two cars.
Range Rover,
He got two cars. One's a hybrid and the other one is a Range he bought like a million years ago. Yeah. Well, now he has this woman coming out saying that she wants him to declare being the father of her one-year-old daughter. And she's demanding $21,000 a month in child support.
For 18 years? Jesus!
Nowadays, it's longer than 18 years. You gotta pay. If they're in college too, you gotta pay till they're out of college.
Man. I'm sure Marlon would love his kid, and you know, let the man take care of his kid. I'm sure you don't have to go to those measures to try to do that. I'm sure he'll take care of you. I think the family will take care of you. You don't gotta do it the dirty way if you don't have to do it the dirty way.
I think the issue is that she wants him to publicly claim the daughter, and he wants his life to be private.
Why not? That's great.
Clearly, she didn't get with him for the love of family. That's why.
Well, respect. I understand that, but she understand the danger of putting your kids out there all the time like that. The danger of that. The more you put out there, the more you don't really give a fuck about. The things you hold in and keep there to you.
The power of the name, Wax. She wants to be Marlon Wayne's baby mom. And I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but when you look at the situation, because he spoke out, and he's like, you know, I'm a responsible individual. Like, I, of course, I've never heard anything about him and his kid, him not taking care of his kids. He's so cool with his ex-wife. They're like very, very friendly. He speaks very highly of her.
Bless her. Because she did it the right way.
This is what I'm saying. She didn't need to be in the limelight. He's not that type of person. Who do you know that Marlon Wayans has dated? This girl. Like, you get what I'm saying?
And I didn't even see her yet. You know what I'm saying?
And we haven't, I saw her in the blogs a couple of times, but people were asking me when I reported on this story on the Morning Hustle. They were like, well, what does she do? And I'm like, I tried to Google it, search. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But it's given Instagram model, or she's a beautiful girl. But like, clearly younger. And that's kind of like what we get. And by we, I mean people, when we don't kind of check in more to see who it is we're procreating with.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get the clout chasey vibe from her then. And maybe not, because she wasn't out there. But it's just certain things that I feel like we ignore red flags and we let shit go. But then they come out to be the people that we thought they were going to be anyway. So now he's
A lot of times it be Danny you do, but Danny you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's like I've seen people do it the right way and be in more fucked up situations than other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or he might fail the right way. I've seen people do it the wrong way in a little better situation because they know they went into a fucked up. Like, all right, come on. You know I wasn't shit. Like, you know I ain't shit either. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's do it the right way now. But people who do it the right way usually be kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Try to do it this way. Try to do it the family thing. And then now you resent the person because you put so much into it and you ain't getting nothing out of the motherfucker. But if you only put a little bit in there, like I put $2 of that shit. You ain't gonna get mad that you only won, you know what I'm saying? You ain't really win shit. But if you put $10,000 and you ain't win shit, you fucking piss the fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, so I think it's more like that.
To me, it's giving she wants to be known and claimed. That might not be the case, but when I look at other people, like I was just looking up because we had Neo ex-wife on the show, Crystal Renee, and she, sorry, Crystal Smith or whatever. I'm not sure. Let me get the name right. Cause I don't know if she dropped the Smith. Cause I believe she did. But, Crystal Renee. I looked up her stuff and I don't know if this is all the way accurate, but in the TMZ, according to TMZ, she's getting like $12,000 a month in child support and she has three kids with him.
Yeah.
And they were married. So, when I look at $21,000 a month for one kid and you're saying that you want full custody and he's not stepping up, I'm just like, something ain't adding up here. But, you know, this is the first time we've seen Marlon in a messy situation and I'm pretty sure we'll find out more. So let's move on. It's just like Future.
For that situation, man.
You know, Future had all them baby mamas. He had a problem with one of them. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's who you pick. So let's talk about the YSL case. Looks like there was a witness on the behalf of the defense side. And he showed up fucked up, apparently.
Yeah, I've seen that. He said, I'm high.
Do you have the clip, Twerk?
I think that's a gimmick, though. I think that's a gimmick. What do you think?
I mean, they have so many witnesses that they're saying this case will go on until 2027, which I've never seen nothing like that before.
I heard they said it's like the longest ever. You know,
they have like hundreds of witnesses. So,
I mean, I guess this guy got paid off because he was like, I'm too high. So he's incredible. You can't even, you know, he's not a credible witness. So you can't even use him no more. He got himself out of there. So now his family ain't going to be touching it, whatever.
Well, can't they lock him in a cell for 24 hours till he's sober and make him go back?
For attempt, you know, I ain't going to lie to you. Unless he was sentenced to come to court, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you a lie.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know. Well, so this is the state witness. Check it out. Is it playing for y'all?
No.
Is it playing for you, Twerk?
Jackie Williams.
Can you hear now?
Can you hear you say that?
Yeah, I hear.
Can I get the water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all, man.
Oh,
what kind of high is that? A Percocet?
Oh, that look like a pill high.
Thought they gave him water.
Weed high. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You drying your mouth out. You dealing with coke or something like that, bro.
Nah, I took a Percocet really before. Somebody gave me a Percocet. I took half of it, and I ain't never like take that shit before, nigga. I was at the table. I was fine at first, and then I was at the table literally nodding off like a crackhead. I can't do that kind of shit.
Yeah,
like that. I had to
take pills. I got hurt.
I don't take nothing.
And I had to take that. Yeah,
I don't take nothing. I even stopped with the shrooms because I was microdosing those because it give you a good happy mood all the time. But then one time, I think I just took a little too much and I was like feeling like niggas was trying to kidnap me and shit. It's like you. I thought I saw a tiger. That nigga wasn't a tiger. Like,
yeah.
If shrooms to me feel like you smoked a blunt, but it's only a bad trip and you never know because they're poisonous fucking mushrooms.
You did too much. You do too much of anything. You
That's
know
the
what
crazy
saying?
Thing. I only had a little bit, but it just really depends on how it affects you. I was nauseous. That's what they just call a bad trip. So, yeah. But it's only.
I just kept seeing a bunch of flashy lights. Like everything was flashy for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Even their pupils was like flashing at me, and I was like,
"With shroom?
Yeah. And I had a little piece of a shroom. Bullshit.
Yeah, but you've had it before and been good, right?
No, I never played around with nothing ever before.
The first time
I
took it, I was like, "Why the fuck haven't I been taking these shits?" And niggas was like, "What does it feel like?" I was like, "I feel like I smoked like 4 good blunts." Like, that's really how I felt. Like, I felt incredible. I was smiling. I was.
Oh, wow. You need some more of that. Where's that stuff?
No, I do. Like, I'm telling you, I take it here and there, but I think it depends on who you get it from.
Yeah, I think it's who you're around, they told me. They said, if you with somebody you can't stand, like, you're going to have a bad, you're going to be fucked up time. But
you get in the pool with them shit. You feel like the most amazing, softest thing ever. Yeah. The water feels so good. You be like, you become the water.
Till you fall asleep and then you say, "I am water," and keep going all the way down and all the way down. And next thing you know, they try to fight.
Remember they said that about the nigga from Friends, that he fell asleep in the hot tub?
Friends?
Remember the guy that died from Friends? They said he fell asleep in the hot tub.
He got it like drowned. Jesse?
I don't think it like was Jesse from Full House? Full House. Okay, I'm moving on. This nigga said Uncle Jesse.
Guy from Friends is like Jesse. That one?
None of them niggas. Well,
the other one
looked
like Joey.
Oh, bro. The man's name was Matthew Perry.
Oh, okay.
He was Monica's husband, right? Like, he on the show.
I never watched it, though.
Oh, yeah. You like Joey then.
I forgot their names. I don't know. Black Excellence. Let's get straight into it. But rest in peace to him because that is.
Yes, rest in peace. Yes, yes.
But that's crazy that you could fall asleep in a hot tub and drown. I never thought of that. Like, that's like fucking outrage and no drug indicated. Like, maybe you just went to sleep. Him.
Damn, that's what I was talking about. He like Joey, though.
He died at 54. That's not even that old. Puffing them niggas is 54. Why you on Pornhub?
What?
Got you. Got him.
Nasty motherfucker. Okay. Let's get into Black Excellence. Alicia Keys and Roc Nation donate $60,000 to performing arts school after students created a GoFundMe to address budget cuts. Y'all should be a fucking shame to y'allself. And this has nothing to do with Joe Biden, by the way. The government is doing this funding for the schools and they continue to cut it. This nigga will try to put money in the schools and they deny it. Like, and it's a lot of presidents that have put money, try to put money in the schools and the Senate and all them motherfuckers deny it. They need to start giving these teachers and these schools more money. Y'all give more money to jails than you do to schools. And that is fucking outrageous.
Because they want them to end up there. That's why.
It's the same thing, the same system. It's like they're gearing them up for it. But big shout out to people like Alicia Keys and Roc Nation that are giving back.
Listen. Yes.
So this school is in New York, the New York City Professional Performing Arts School. And they were trying to get to at least 100,000. And they made sure that they gave them the remainder of the money, which was the 60K. So big shout out to them for that. Also, Quavo, he is making big moves as well. He partnered with the Rocket Foundation to donate $100,000 in grants towards ending gun violence in Atlanta. Now we know Takeoff was killed by a gun, and it was a stray bullet, a bullet that was not intended for him. So this will make a lot of sense for Quavo to do something like this. And shout out to him for that. They're called the Sparks Grant. And 10 people will be awarded with one of these grants. And it's going to assist in the community and promote the foundation's message, which is to stop and end gun violence. So big shout out to Quavo. Seeing that, you know, big shout out to Nicki Minaj as well, who's selling out her tours left and right. I know she sold out 2 shows in Atlanta. And Offset has been doing his thing on tour as well. I've seen him in New York City. He brought out A Boogie and shut the city down. So it's crazy because some of these tours they've been talking about have been getting canceled because of low ticket sales. So listen, the artists make their money from the shows majority of their money comes from shows and stuff. If you really fuck with your favorite artist, go support them.
Check them out, man.
Go out there. Yeah. You know, it's not often they go on tour. Go out there, go see them, go support them and show them some love. I know the tickets aren't cheap, but again, you're getting free music from them because I know you're not buying those albums. Uh-huh. You're getting free a lot of things, content from them. This is
awesome. Go check them out. Go give them some of that money back, man. I need to go to some more gospel concerts, man. I need to. Sure.
You know, I went to that good ass gospel. I can't say that. I went to that good gospel concert. Thank you, Kirk Franklin. He made sure that he was good. And I got some good tickets. Made sure he showed love to my mama. Oh, and lastly, for Black Excellence, I want to add in there, Birthday Bash will be this year for my station in Atlanta, Hot 107.9. And Big Lotto made big history. By becoming the first woman to ever headline Birthday Bash. And I had the pleasure of doing her interview for the whole situation. So I was a part of Atlanta history, which I love. And so make sure y'all come out to Birthday Bash June 22nd, State Farm Arena. I will be in the building for sure. And I can't wait to see. She says she's bringing out everybody. And you know, she's on a lot of big records, so I can't wait to see what she has in store and what Wax has in store for us. With Wax's ABC. Okay. Jesus. Now, y'all know how it goes. Y'all know how it goes down. I feel good because I haven't done this in a while. We're going to give Wax a word. You know how it goes. He's going to give us a definition. He is going to give us the meaning. He is going to pronounce it for us. And maybe give us a little song if he's feeling spicy today, okay? Ready for Wax's ABC.
You. Hi, this is...
I didn't even spell it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. So Wax, you know? The word is I-N-N-U-E-N-D-O.
This is N-N-D-O.
N-N-D-O?
N-N-D-O is an African word. N-N-D-O is an African word. This is when the kids, they run out the bathroom when they got doodoo on their hand. You know what I'm saying? So the African's like, N-N-D-O! Like, get back in the bathroom, got doodoo on your hand. You know what I'm saying? So this is, all right. When I went to Africa, I was on a safari and whatever. And I seen a couple of people, you know, you're in the crowd and everybody go to the bathroom. And then one of the guys ran out the bathroom because there's a lion in there. And he ran out. He had doodle on his hand. Everybody like, N-N-D-O, like, you don't care if there's a lion in there. Get your ass back in there with the doodle on your hand. So more people's more scared of his doodle on his hand than the lion. So that's what it is. N-N-D-O.
This is so crazy because this word actually came up earlier in the show. And I said, we should make this.
There's no way. Not listening to that.
We should make this Wax's ABC twerk. Did I or did I not say that?
That's how I came up with the idea.
I love how you were on point. Now that's a good producer right there. That's a good producer.
So tell me. I think I'm right. At least somewhere in this whole shit. Gotta be. Twerk, what we got?
Twerk, help him out. Let him know what this word is and the definition because he's way the fuck off.
Yeah, so the word is innuendo. And basically, it means but you say something like a joke indirectly. So when it came to the email from earlier, they say they were making like masturbation innuendos. And I was trying to think of one. And I was thinking the only like masturbation innuendo I could think of was someone saying like, I got to take my jacket off. And she was like, yeah, I'll jack it off or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I said. Yeah. It could have been nut on his head. He could have been in there jerking off and it was shit. So it could have been an innuendo.
African nut.
Yeah. And tree nut.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Are you going to make a song out of it now that you know the word?
What's the African song?
You still just made it your word.
What? It's not it?
He just told you what the word was.
Say it again.
Innuendo.
Innuendo. How's it wendo? Where the fuck did you get this shit from? There's no way I would have fucking knew this shit.
Wax couldn't get in through the door, so he went in the window.
In the window.
The wall.
In the window. To the wall.
I'll know the rest.
I
see why I didn't know the fucking song. Good.
Motherfucker. In the window. In the wall.
That's what I thought it was.
See, I done made the song up. Thanks, Twerk.
That was great.
Okay, go vote for Twerk. Is it still going down, Twerk?
It's over. We find out in June, though, if I won.
Yeah, I did it 3 times.
Whoa, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get out of here. Bully and the Beast podcast. Yeah. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And hopefully next time by the time we get to June. I can't. Why do we have to wait so long? I don't understand.
I don't know either.
They rigging it.
Yeah.
You better be in a rigging meetings. I'm telling you.
That ain't right, right? They trying to steal the election like Trump.
They're counting it till they keep throwing one of his away.
They're checking that shit twice and getting rid of Twerk shit. That's fucked up.
I ain't worried. It's a great network experience.
I think he gonna win. I'm pretty sure he has this in a bag this year. So let's see what happens.
You got somebody else that come on, bro. What are you talking about? You been doing all this shit.
You
kidding?
I know. Who's competing with you? You had your own burger, nigga. Fuck them.
No.
The fuck you? The moist burger. You know what I'm saying?
Legendary. Oh, it's coming back too. April's coming back when the weather gets warmer. And
yeah,
it back.
See what I'm saying? That's dope. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Okay, so let them know where they can follow y'all.
Yes, sir. Follow me at Angelo Scarfone on Instagram. And I'm on TikTok, Angelo Scarfone.
Yeah.
You know, they about to ban that shit.
While it's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right? What about you, Wax?
Yes, WAXKYNG. That's my... my Instagram, but also follow my resort Instagram at @aplacetogo_sc. I know y'all hear the music right now. I got a comedy show happening on. Right. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Because I hear it right now and I'm like, damn, the music's too loud, but y'all don't hear it perfect.
Yeah, finally, you got a good mic that blocks out the noise. And
yeah, that's great. I think it's this thing right here, whatever this is.
And then he takes it off. Yeah. Now we hear all the music. Okay, anyway, make sure y'all go support my guys. And check me out too at Star and L'Oreal, StarringLoreal. Bye.
Peace. We out.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.